بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. So these are among the excuses that they have brought. So was there any, agreement between them? The solution for that? Did they bring any, choices for the Prophet? Did the Prophet himself introduce some choices to them? So what was the solution? Was it, going like this to the migration of the Prophet to Medina, or, the things changed?
No, the other reaction of the polytheists was that they recommend some things to the Prophet regarding not believing again in him, and they request to do miracles.
Requested the Holy Prophet to do miracles?
Yes, the polytheists requested the Prophet.
But they have already seen some miracles from the Prophet.
More than that, okay. It was not sufficient for him. These eloquent words was not sufficient. So they wanted more miracles. Those requesting is mentioned in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 17, verse 9 to 93 says, the polytheist said, وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. We will not believe in you until you emerge a spring from this land for us. You know, the Arabian Peninsula was in a dry land. And so they recommend the Prophet do this miracle for us. أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب أو تسقط السماء. They requested make the sky fall from the up to the down in fragments. أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلة. But on the last, Allah orders the Prophet that say, Subhana Rabbi, هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا. Say, O Prophet, say to them, I'm not more than a human. I'm just a human that is an apostle of Allah. You know, in the last verse of chapter Kahf, of course, the Prophet says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. I'm a human being like you, like all of you. The difference is, God revealed to me. The revelation came to me. But I'm just a human like you.
You mean there is no difference between me as the human being and the Holy Prophet?
In being a human, there is no difference. Just Allah has chosen the Prophet to reveal to him.
And from the point of infallibility, or isma, what we call isma from in Islamic term. So he was and I am not. So, there are lots of difference in concept between human beings and the Prophet. What does this Quranic verse want to say here?
In the duties of human beings, there is no difference for between the Prophet Muhammad and the other human beings. In the creation, there is no difference. But regarding the infallibility, being infallible, it's itself, it's a big discussion that we can talk about it in the other sessions.
Sure.
But this is an answer to the polytheists that they wanted an extraordinary man. But Allah orders the Prophet, say to them,
I'm an ordinary person.
Yes, I'm an ordinary like you.
This was the answer or reply of the Prophet to these, let's say, useless, requests of the infidels.
Yes.
www.byislam.com